आज हम सबका परम आनंद का दिन है.
Om Shanti, today is a day for all of us to experience
बहुत
supreme bliss.
हैं.
We are very, very fortunate.
प्यारे बाप दादा के नूरे रतन आदरणीय गुलजार दादी जी हम सबके बीच में हैं.
Special original तो सभी Jew, Daddy Gulsa, is with us.
खुशी से एक था एक हाथ की थाली बजा करके दादी का स्वागत करेंगे.
Let's all welcome Daddy with a one-handed wave.
Welcome Daddy Gulsar with one hand clap. So Daddy Ji will share with us about the connection between yoga and yoga power. So let us enjoy Daddy's company. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Bap Dada, double videshon ko dekh ke, aap sab ko dekh kar ke.
When Bap Dada sees the double
Baba
foreigners,
ne kaha, Bap ko double khushi hoti.
In the last Mali, Baba had said about double foreigners that when he sees them,
double
he experiences double
Baba
happiness. And he also explained why he experiences double
Baba
happiness.
Kaha,
Baba had said,
"Ek to Baba ke bache bane hai, uski khushi hai, pehchan liya hai Baba
firstly,
ko.
The soul has recognized Baba
baat
and
karke
seen
Baba
themselves
ko
as Baba's child.
Aur khushi hoti hai.
But the second reason,
तो भिन्न भिन्न देशों में रहते
even though the children live in different countries speak different languages have different cultures
सब होते हुए
even though there is such a variety
मिसाल दिया बाबा ने जैसे वृक्ष होते हैं ना
Baba had given the example that it's like a tree.
होता है, कोई कांटे वाला भी होता है, कोई फल वाला भी होता
which
है.
Trees have fruit trees, trees that have thorns.
कौन से फल का होता है,
and even within fruit trees, some are of one fruit, some
तो
are of another fruit.
कहा,
and yet Baba had said,
शुरू में जब boarding खुली थी,
just as at the beginning when Baba had started a boarding school in
तो
Sindh,
भी बाबा ने को खुशी होती थी एक बात की हमको
Baba
याद
used to be happy then about one particular
कि बाबा
thing,
जब हम सभी बच्चों को देखते थे उस समय तो बच्चे
children,
आए थे ना
and we were just children when we came to
Baba हमारी टीचर्स ही 15 साल की थी
because our teachers themselves were only 15 years
तो
old
तो सोचो बच्चे कितने होंगे
so imagine how old as children we must have been
तो बाबा यही हम सबको जब भी मिलते थे
and whenever Baba saw us and met us
हम सबको सौभाग्य मिला था
Because we had the great fortune.
उस समय में योग नहीं होता था अमृत वेले का
even though we didn't have अमृत वेले yoga or even just the principle of sitting down and having yoga there wasn't this system at that time
अभ्यास निरंतर चलता था
but we had the fortune of having constantly the practice and the faith of developing soul consciousness so we'd get up early in the morning and we'd get dressed and we'd be come in front of Baba in a line to have some exercises and so at the time of coming and getting in line for exercise At that time, Baba and Mama would both come to meet us.
एक-एक बच्चे को ऐसे बाहा में लेके
and
और good morning करते.
They'd take each one of us and embrace us and say good morning. Can you imagine such a Lokik father doing this every day? And yet, this is how Baba greeted us each morning.
कहते थे मेरी एक ही बच्चों में आशा है
and he'd always say I only have one desire that I hold for you children
देखो वन वन की वृक्ष भिन्न भिन्न वृक्ष की
and Baba would say each one of you is a different branch on a tree, because each one of you comes from a different home. And Baba would say, I have just this one desire, that you are a branch from a different branch, yet I want to take all these different branches from different trees and make you into one tree made of sandalwood. A sandalwood tree. And at that, on the last Muli, Baba had said, having seen all the souls from 60 countries, and Baba had said at that point, I'm very happy. Double foreigners have different languages, different countries, different cultures, and yet they've come together and become one tree of sandalwood. And it's a tree, a culture of Brahmin. Would people say, well, we have our American culture, or we have our Australian culture, or whatever? Yet, all of us seated here, all would say, we all belong to the Brahmin culture, do we? Just nod for Daddy. Do you agree? And so when Baba sees Baba's children, he has this great happiness that they've come together and become one sandalwood tree. They have one culture. They've left behind the old culture, because we all challenge others that we have become Brahmins who have died a living death. Do you agree? We've had this living death. Or are we still English and Muslim, etc., etc.? Do you think you're a Parsi or an American or a Russian? What's everybody's permanent address now? It's Madhuban, isn't it? No matter where you live in the world, if somebody was to ask you, what's your permanent address? And you'd say, Madhuban. You would, wouldn't you? You like Madhuban, don't you? You'd like to have Madhuban as your permanent address. And yes, Baba sent me to different places to do service. And yes, in truth, we see how much service is happening abroad in the different countries. And if you hadn't been born in that country with that language and understand that language and speak it, how would God have been one who is the father of the world?
If
the first group that had come from abroad and they'd come to meet Avyak Bhakdada, Baba had said at that time, people of the world say that God is the world benefactor. But until all of you came, Baba had said to that group, now Baba is world benefactor, but before that he was only benefactor for Bharat. So you have proved Baba's title. So how much greatness does Baba hold of the double foreigners for himself? And this is why when Baba sees the double foreigners, he has double happiness. And when we see Baba, we have triple happiness, because we found our father, our dada, and also our family. So you have triple happiness. And you have to stay in this happiness always. The topic for today is yoga and the power of yoga.
And
practically we've seen the power of yoga at work. Daddy had a thought. She actually had two thoughts. Daddy Kumar had the thought there should be 67 programs happening in every zone because it's 67 years since we've been celebrating Shivratri. And we've also seen that abroad there have been many programs held for Shivratri. And so this is the power of Daddy's yoga. Yes, we all sit and have yoga, but the instant fruit, the practical fruit of yoga in service, in our lives, and within the gathering, it should be practically visible. And this is what's called the power of yoga.
दुनिया वाले जो है ना
बाबा यूज्ड टू से
वो रिद्धि सिद्धि में बहुत एतबार करते
The people of the world have great faith in occult powers but you don't have that
कमाल दिखाते हैं
They show wonders in occult powers whatever they think that becomes a practicality
रिद्धि सिद्धि नहीं है
बाबा said yours
है विद्धि से सिद्धि
yours isn't occult powers but yours is We use the technique and we use the right technique and that becomes a practical proof, a practical action. In the confluence age, it is a blessing that it will become successful and we teach that whatever action you perform, there is fruit of that. Some of it experienced now, some of it experienced in the future. But in the confluence age, if I have an elevated thought right now, the instant fruit of that is to happen here. Because we have this experience that as I act, I experience the fruit of that. In the golden age, the knowledge will be merged. Even though the fruit is there. But here, we know we're having yoga, we are having elevated thoughts, and we are seeing the practical result, the practical fruit of those thoughts. Whatever elevated thought I've had, that becomes a practical reality. And so this is what it means to use the right method to get the right result. And this continues for 63 births in the golden age. There's going to be this experience of attainment. That's a reality of the golden age. And Baba would say that it's how do you know you have the power of yoga? It's when you see the fruit of your yoga. If you just sit and have yoga and you have a thought, I should have a center which is a little powerful. Others should continue to take the message from here. Right now there's 15, 20 souls that are coming to the center. The center should actually flourish. Many should receive the message. But I'm actually having to labor. Yes, I'm having yoga. I'm having the elevated thought, but I'm laboring. So that's not the power of yoga. And if there is the power of yoga, you see the instant of results coming very, very quickly. If there is no power of yoga, yes, the fruit will come, but it will come at its own time. And because it takes time to come, we become a little hopeless in our heart. When we say, I've been saying this to Baba for the last month, I've been putting this thought in front of Baba for the last month, but Baba isn't listening to me. It's been a whole month now.
Baba sunta kyun nahi hai?
Why isn't Baba listening?
Baba sunta
Actually, it's not that Baba isn't listening. He certainly hears everything. He has a very good wireless radio transmitter. But why is it that I'm not seeing the result? But there's this feeling that while I'm having yoga, there's this thought, Baba, you are going to help Baba, you are going to hear what I'm saying. Baba, you are going to fulfill it. It's as if I bring weakness into those thoughts. I have a good elevated thought, and then I allow weak thoughts to emerge in between. Baba will do it. Baba has said he will do it. He has promised that if you keep courage, I will help you. Let's see what Baba does. Don't say, let's see. Baba, have the faith that, yes, Baba definitely will do. Who has Baba come from? He's come from me, hasn't he? Yes, no matter who is doing what service and how good that service is, each one of us should have this intoxication. Baba has come especially for me. And if someone asks me, I would say, Baba's come for me. And somebody else would say, no, Baba's come for me. And I'd say, well, Baba's come because of my love. Why should I see if he's come because others have loved him or not? But my own internal experience is that Baba has come because of me and only because of me. And so why won't he hear me? Why won't he listen to me and act on that? But if I allow a weak thought to emerge, then that's what causes the loss. If you have courage and you do some service and you do the action, but if you allow a little bit of weakness to come, then you start saying, yes, well, I do act on this. I do make effort. I do. But I don't know. I don't know. And by saying, but I'm not sure of what the future holds, whether it will happen or not, that lack of faith at that moment. And yet, why shouldn't it be? Success is the garland around my neck. Success is my birthright. And where else will success go if it's not with me? It can't go anywhere else. But I have to note that from the copper age onwards, those 63 births we've had, we've allowed waste thoughts to grow. It's as if you have flour and you've just added a pinch of salt, and that pinch of salt is the elevated thoughts. And so that sanskar of early having a pinch of elevated thoughts, even though we're paying attention, even we're having full effort, it's as if we're allowing that doubt of ourselves to emerge. We say, yes, we have faith in Baba. Yes, we have love for Baba, and Baba has given us this certificate that you love and have faith in me. And if Baba has said that it's not possible for you to be a child unless you had love, so we've all passed with a certificate of love, but if we've become Babas and we belong to Baba, we should have absolute faith that success is already there. Not the question of, let's see, will it happen or won't happen? Let's see what my fortune is. Why should you wait and see? The fortune bestower is my father. They say that Brahma is the bestower of fortune. And I'm a Brahma Kumari. So he's my father. He is the bestower of fortune. It's Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba who is the bestower of fortune. My father is the bestower of fortune. And if he doesn't work for me, then who will he help? Will he go off to see somebody else? And so success is there. To say, yes, success is there with that weakness. But to have this faith, yes, success is definitely there, to say it with right. It's my birthright, and when it's a birthright, no one can steal it from me.
birthright नहीं मिलता था.
We heard from Daddy Janki that foreigners don't necessarily get a birthright from their Lokik parents, but those who now they are getting their birthright, they're using that for service. So you have to get your birthright. So yes, we have faith in Baba. But there are four aspects to faith. When you pack something, if you pack it in all four sides and you pack, don't pack it tightly, then what's going to be the result of the package? If one side of the package is weak, okay, three sides I've packed an object rather well, but the fourth side I haven't packed it well, but what will happen? The object will break, won't it? Or will it be? Will you be able to use it successfully later? So you need to have four aspects of faith. First, in the Father, and yes, you've passed in that. Second, in the Self. Baba has come for me. I am the one with all rights. Not body conscious. Rights, but spiritual rights. And then thirdly, faith in the Brahmin family. Because sometimes in the Muli it occurs that souls say, Baba and Mama are very good, but within the family, this sister, this brother, they're not fine. I don't want to keep connection with them. Baba and Mama are good, daddies are fine, but this sister or that brother, no, I don't want to be in connection with them. Now that is a big obstacle that Maya places in front of us. But it's my family, isn't it? If a child is very, in a family, some children are very cool and some children are very naughty and mischievous, yet within the family you still maintain the relationship, don't you? And this is our divine family. Okay, if there's a brother or sister and you feel that they're an obstacle in your effort, then yes, there are such cases. But who is it that I need to follow? Mama had used to give us very good lessons and teachings, and I've shared this many times because we were just little children, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and Mama used to explain, because we came from different backgrounds and we had different sanskars. It was all rather new for us. There was more than 60 kids. And we'd never lived in such a big gathering. Okay, in your Lokik family, there might be just 10 or 12 of you children. But to live with 60, and they're not necessarily bloodly related in blood to you. So some are slack, some are a bit harsh, sanskar-wise. And yes, we were all new and we'd make mistakes. We'd only just come into gyan. And some of the sisters were naughty and they would be obstructive. And some of the little kids would go to Baba, Mama, and say, Mama, I'm very quiet, I sit and have yoga, but this sister, she comes and she says something to me, and she's always behind me, always harassing me. Mama, go and sort her out for me. If you can sort her out, then I'll be fine. And we were just little. And we'd go to Mama and say, Mama, just do this for us. Just sort this one out for us. And Mama used to say, Mama can help that soul, certainly. Children have to be given lessons. So Mama would say, yes, let me let me, Mama would take our heart and say, yes, let me comfort you. And Mama would say, yes, definitely, I'll give them a lesson, I'll teach them. But until they transform, and she'd say, well, until they transform, you have to stay here and you have to move along here. Do you want to leave? So she'd say, okay, every time they make a mistake, okay, them, when you see them make a mistake, yes, they're making a mistake. No matter how the brother or sister is, having become Baba's means you have to make effort. But some have tough sanskars that need changing, and those tough sanskars take a while to change. If the sanskar isn't that tough, it can be changed quickly. And yes, if that soul has a tough sanskar, it's been there for many births, and so you maintain good wishes for them, because it's going to take a little time for them to change. And so yes, it may take a few moments, a little while for the person to change their very heart and skull, but you maintain good wishes. And this is what Mama would say. And Mama would explain, yes, this one is also an effort maker. And she's trying to remove weakness. So this soul, she's trying to remove her weakness, and you are taking her weakness and placing it in your heart and then creating waste thoughts. And it's, Mama would say, it's like someone's throwing out rubbish and you go and pick that rubbish up. Would you?
Aajkal Baba bhi kehte hai.
Baba also says these days that we have one habit. If somebody comes and tells us of our mistake, that you've done this, and yes, it may be that others are involved and they've made mistakes, but it's also your mistake. What is it that we do? We try and keep ourselves safe. We start saying, yes, the situation happened, but I wasn't really my fault. This person said this, and so I had to say this. Or this person did this, and so I had to act in this way. So we have this habit of trying to blame others. It's an old sanskar, old habit. And Baba had said, oh, acha, okay. This one has given you sorrow. Okay, they shouldn't have given sorrow, but it's their sanskar. They've given you that sorrow, but who's the one who's taking? Is it that the one who takes and the one who receives are two different people or the same person? Okay, the one who has to give, gives. And yes, it's his mistake, it's his karma, that's his problem. But I'm the one who's taking. If somebody gives me something, if they give me something bad, what is it am I going to do? Is it me who's got to take or the one who's giving who's got to take? So if it's me who has to take, then I am responsible for what I take, not the other person who's giving. So I'm the one who is receiving, so I'm the one who's responsible. So the one who is receiving shouldn't take. Don't look at the one who's giving and say, why are they giving? That's between them and Dharamraj in Dharamraj Puri. Why is it that you've taken it on board? Because to allow it to come into your heart means to allow waste thoughts to occur. This one did this, that's why my effort decreased. This brother's like this, the sister's like this, and so we're blaming others. Why are we blaming others? Shouldn't it be about self-progress and self-transformation? Don't blame others. And Mama also used to say this, why are you taking it? Why are you taking the sorrow? In fact, actually, go and serve them. If you don't take the sorrow they're giving, but you go and serve them, then how long are they going to continue giving you sorrow? Go and serve them. They're going to get tired of giving it to you and they'll stop. They'll transform. Don't take on what they're giving you. And the one who's giving, the giver will get tired and then they'll stop and transform. So why don't you approach it this way? And so to always have this practice, this attention of self-transformation. Yes, I'm moving along, and on my path in front of me, I find a huge rock or a wall that stops me. Do I actually stop to think, shall I remove this wall or should I remove the stone? Where am I going to sit down and start chipping away at this rock, or am I going to get up and go around it? So even within the gathering, if there is something that's causing a blockage, then have good wishes if you can. But if not, just go around it and keep moving for self-transformation. Otherwise, if you stop and start looking at it, then I'm going to lose out on time and Baba will have gone. And where will I go? I'll go to Dharmarajpuri. I'll get stuck there. And so keep the aim of self-transformation. So the third faith is faith in the family. And the fourth is faith in the drama. And so whatever's happened in the drama, if I have waste thoughts for those, if it's been something that happened that I didn't like, didn't appeal to my heart, well, of course, there's a variety of sanskars, so I'm not going to like everything. And there's 600,000 Brahmins. Our family is huge. All right, even within your center, there's still just a handful in comparison. There may be two or four, or in big centers, there might be 15, 16 who are living together. And yet, without the Brahmin family, how are you going to be in a garland? In the garland, Mama and Baba are the jewel bead at the top. Shiv Baba is the flower, but the rest of the garland for 108, it's beads. So who are going to become the beads? It's going to be the Brahmins. And if from this moment you start saying, let me have yoga with Mama and Baba and forget this family, then how are you going to enter this garland? If you look at a garland, the garland is only beautiful when the bead is touching another bead. If there's a bead and then the space where there's just a string and then another bead, are you going to like that garland? So what does it mean when one bead touches another? It means we harmonize our sanskars. And so without the family, how can you be in the garland? And you want to come in the garland. And then secondly, from the Kalpa age, we're going to be worshipped. And when they worship the saligrams, they don't show one saligram, they show many, many. They show a gathering of saligrams. So there isn't a future without the Brahmin family. It's not that I'm just going to have the Shiv Baba and I'm having yoga with Shiv Baba. I'm having yoga with Shiv Baba and then I pass. That's not possible. So when you have faith in the drama, it's applying a dot. We have waste thoughts in aspects that we didn't like in the drama. If I don't like the way somebody moves forward, or someone's nature, or someone's sanskars, that's where I have waste thoughts. And when you sit down for yoga, when you sit down and you haven't got anything else to do, then those waste thoughts increase. And Baba says, well, if you don't have yoga, then okay, let me go off and do some service. That's what Baba would say. How can you become a dot, a point, if there's so much rubbish in your head? How are you going to stabilize yourself in the point form if there is that rubbish? And this is why Baba says, those who have sanskar clashes are the ones who have waste thoughts. So that it's finished in the drama, it's become the past. It past becomes past. So apply a dot, a full stop. Because there are three dots that Baba refers to: the soul, the supreme soul, Shiv Baba, and then the full stop of the drama. So keep all three with you. And so within the drama, there has to be faith. And so you need to have all four aspects of faith. If one of those aspects is a little slack, then you're going to find fluctuation in your stage, in your life. Sometimes you're flying very high and then something little happens and your face shrinks and becomes little and your stage becomes very low. Everything's just changed instantly. And if you ask why, what happened, you say, well, what can I do? The situation was such, this person was such. Okay, no matter what happened, our aim is to ascend and become like the Father. Think about this. It was only just a few of us who came to Brahma Baba, and yet we had such different sanskars, and we came with those vicious sanskars or those viceful sanskars. Did Baba look at those? No. When you came, was there no defects in you? Did Baba look at those? No. No matter what you write to Baba and say, Baba, I was like this and this and this, what is it Baba says? Sweet, sweet, beloved children. Does he say anything different? Baba made me belong to him. He didn't look at my defects. Does he say sweet, sweet children and some bitter children? No, he says sweet, sweet, beloved children for all. Because Baba knows, by saying sweet, sweet, the child becomes sweet. And this is why we too, whatever comes in front of us, whatever situation occurs, Baba himself says that whatever connections you have, whether it's in centers, whether it's a gathering of students, whether it's a gathering of service, just see that as your examination room. You're not going to be examined with a piece of paper, are you? Just consider it as your examination room. It's a fixed place. And yes, some examination rooms change. But in whatever connection and relationship, it's an examination place. And yes, I have to sit the exam. All of us have to sit the exam. Mama and Baba had to sit and take their exams in the same room. And so I too have to. And without sitting the examination, am I going to pass? We say, We say sometimes, well, if this finishes and destruction were to just happen and we could go to the subtle regions, wouldn't it be good? But how are you going to go? Yes, destruction will happen. The rest of the world is waiting for us. And if destruction were to happen and there was still some weakness left, then how would we be able to fly up? How could we go up? We'd get stuck in the customs of the Dharamrajpuri, the region of the Dharamraj, because we're still carrying things of the old world. And so we can't pass just the custom like the custom of Dharamrajpuri like that. And this is why Baba says, you have to have absolute firmness in these four faiths, four aspects of faith. And we say, no, absolutely, I have absolute faith. Or so just check, is it absolute faith in all four aspects or just in the Father? Is it firm, is it tight, or there's going to be fluctuation? And in the last blessing, Baba said, at this time, your paper is that there is upheaval in the world. Let's see what America does tomorrow. But they are in upheaval. And for us, it's a stage of absolute stability. We mustn't step down from this seat. This upheaval is happening for us. Are you going to rule in such a dirty world? Just see how much dust and mud there is in this world. Look at the weather, look at the nature, look at the quality of air. There's no even water is polluted. So are we going to rule in such a world? We want a good kingdom to rule in. So this upheaval is just happening for the cleansing process, for our benefit. But for this, we have to be absolutely be stable. And not that we should start wondering, should Daddy Janki travel or not? What should we be doing? What shouldn't we be doing? There should be no fear. I've shared this with you before, that we've had many times civil wars, we've had upheaval in Bharat, and so look at what happened in Gujarat. There was this earthquake a couple of years ago, and yet look at the wonder in Baba's home. The flag made of cloth didn't fall. It's all of Baba's home stayed absolutely fine. And yet, in other areas, entire families were buried with the earthquake. It was a school that were parading down a street, and the buildings toppled on them, and not one child was saved. And yet, in Baba's home, the flag was absolutely fine. This is Baba's wonder. This is the wonder of faith. So everything can happen. The impossible can become possible. The people of the world may be unhappy, but we will continue smiling with Baba. Because Baba and us are combined. No matter how weak I am, okay, if out of all the subjects I'm weak in one subject, but the Almighty Authority is combined with me and He isn't weak, is He? But at that time you mustn't forget that Baba is combined with you. What happens is Maya helps us forget this, and we start saying, oh, I can't do this, I don't have the strength to do this, I don't have tolerance power to do this. Well, take help from your combined form. Why do you consider yourself to be on your own? You are combined. And if you remember you are combined, then that strength will flow into you.
अगर नारी जाति इंडिया में नारी जाति को कमजोर माना जाता है.
In India they think the woman is weak. But if there's a powerful, if there's somebody powerful with this weak woman, she'll move forward with great strength because she knows that her companion is very powerful. And with us is the Almighty Authority.
इतना भी powerful हो, लेकिन सर्वशक्तिवान से powerful कोई नहीं.
There's nobody more powerful than him.
उस समय सिर्फ combined Baba को याद करें.
And at that time, all I have to do is remember Baba in my combined form and take benefit of that.
समय पर माया क्या करती है?
What happens at that time is that Maya makes us forget that we are a combined form with Baba. We'll sing songs about being combined with Baba, that Baba is our companion, and we're very good at making songs about this. But at that time, in that situation, we forget. And so what strength we need is the strength to remember and in the situation. And in today's Muli, Baba said, you need two things. One is attention, and secondly, practice.
Attention de apna, thora bhi niche to nahi aa gaye hai.
Let me pay attention to myself, that I haven't come down a little. I haven't allowed myself to go into the storm of waste thoughts.
Virat ko fora nahi. Roz Muli mein vardhan aata hai, chalo vardhan bhi bhul jaye.
Every day in the Muli, Baba gives a blessing, and yes, how much of that do we remember out of 3 pages? Okay, if I forget the blessing of the Muli, the slogan is only one line. So whenever waste thoughts start up, if you try to say, yes, I'm going to have yoga and be a dot, be a point, it's not going to happen. That's a waste of time. At that moment, remember a pure thought, remember a blessing, remember a slogan, remember a point of the Murli, anything that's touched your heart deeply, remember that. Then that awareness finishes the waste. And so it's like you put on a switch of a light in a dark room, and the darkness is finished and the light just shines forth. And so to finish waste thoughts, have pure thoughts and put that awareness of pure thoughts on. So that awareness, if you've put that on, then waste finishes, and the successful or the useful fills the mind. And then when you try and have yoga, you'll have the connection. Otherwise it won't happen. You'll find that the connection's connecting and breaking and connecting and breaking. You'll say, yes, I'm a dot, I'm a point, and then that aspect of thought will filter in and I'll forget I'm a point. And if you keep doing this and you keep finding that your yoga is broken, you become a bit hopeless in your heart and say, well, whenever I sit down to have yoga, I'm not able to have yoga. And so, yes, we become hopeless. And so this is the technique to finish waste, have a thought of awareness. And where do those thoughts emerge from? They come from the Murli. They're points of knowledge. It's the point of knowledge that will make you a point. Otherwise it's not possible for you to become it.
Attention जो रखना है,
and this is why the attention you have to keep is
कि मेरा संकल्प समय,
my time, my thoughts should not be wasted.
Waste को बचाना.
I have to finish waste or save myself from waste, because this moment of the confluence age isn't to come again.
और संगम का समय है बहुत थोड़ा.
And there is very little time in the confluence age. I don't have any guarantee of any guarantees in my life. Okay, Baba hasn't given a date for destruction, and we can say, oh, well, I'm not ready. We're not ready as Brahmins for destruction to happen. Okay, there'll be rehearsals now and destruction will happen later. Well, Baba hasn't finalized any of this, but do you know the date of your own death? Do you? It can happen at any time, in any way. When we were living in Pakistan in those early days, we used to have a little slogan, and it was very firm. Baba and Mama are going to be with us till the end. And we used to say in those days, the place that Mama and Baba are, the different names for the different buildings, they're always going to be there, and we're always going to have Baba and Mama in front of us, and we're going to leave our bodies when all of that is present in our lives. We didn't know we were going to go off and do service and live in other places. We used to have this slogan, Baba and Mama with us, and this place we're going to live in, and then we will leave our body. But Baba has taught us, drama has said, Baba has said, wherever you are, that's where Baba is with you. Why are you saying Baba's only in Madhuban? Baba can be with you anywhere. So we don't know when we're going to leave our bodies, when we are going to die, do we? So there is no guarantee. So our death can occur at any time, in any place. Well, it is the world of death, isn't it? So don't wait for destruction. Just think about, do I have a fixed date, a fixed guaranteed date of how long I'm going to be in the body? We used to think that, okay, Mama may go before Brahma, Baba, but we never dreamt that Brahma Baba would become avyakt. And this is why Baba says, Baba's given us these two words and told us to pay attention to them. One is ever ready, and the second, whatever is to happen will happen out of the blue. Baba will never give a date. Baba won't fix a date for anything. Okay, a service is a different category. Baba will never tell us, child, you're going to leave your body in a month's time. Baba wouldn't say this. So Baba would say achanak, something that happens out of the blue, and then ever ready. So achanak and ever ready. And Baba has reminded of these two words in the mullis again and again. So in our own awareness, we should have this feeling, anything can happen at any moment. Let me be ever ready right now. If anything were to happen right now, let me become ready to be able to go back with Baba as an equal. We have a promise, Baba. Baba, we will stay with you and we will go with you. And we promise to Brahma Baba is we're going to come with you into the golden age of kingdom. And so to go with Baba means you have to have preparations already done. Who can put their hand in somebody else's hands? Will it be an equal who holds the president's hands, or will it be a servant who holds the president's hands? Bodyguard is another category. And so if we want to go with Baba, we have to become equal. Then we have to make effort for this, don't we? To go along with Baba. And I was telling you about Daddy, wasn't I? And this is Daddy's speciality. Okay, her health may not be that great, but Daddy's enthusiasm and zeal never decreases. It's because of Daddy-ji's enthusiasm, zeal, that all these huge programs for 100,000 people are happening. because of one Dadiji's enthusiasm and zeal. So enthusiasm, zeal are the breath of Brahmin life. If I didn't breathe physically, then there would be no life. And if there's no enthusiasm and zeal in Brahmin life, then what life would that be? Whatever I do with enthusiasm, zeal in my Brahmin life, then there'll be success. Just because Daddy G said something, do people have to do it? No. But it's the proof of the power of yoga. When there is incognito yoga, and it has such strength that it gives strength to everybody else to act. What is strength? Strength means to have a fruit of that thought. If I'm having yoga and I'm not able to, if I'm having yoga and I'm not able to transform even my own sanskars, it's as if I haven't absorbed strength. What does yoga mean? What does it mean to have a connection with Baba? It means to draw that strength. So we have the connection so that all the powers in Baba flow into the self. It's like if you have an injection, you put the needle in the bottle and draw out all the medicine from the bottle into the syringe and then apply it. And so, when you let your mind connect with Baba, why do you do it? So that all the powers in the Almighty Authority flow into the soul. And when they do come into the soul, why wouldn't there be success? Why wouldn't there be the practical fruit in front of us? It's because there is that strength within us. And so instant practical fruit is the proof of strength. So you have to have the right method, otherwise there won't be the correct result. And so have attention and check. Have attention. Is there truly strength in my yoga, or am I just connecting again and again and again? And sometimes you see, the doctors say, well, the person's taking the medicine, but they're not taking the right precautions, so they're never going to get healthy. Okay, you're having yoga, but if there's no strength, then it's as if the yoga isn't accurate. And so, Daddy's saying that if you have the strength, it means that there's going to be the success. And for that, you need to transform sanskars and harmonize sanskars. And this is the practical life, or the practical proof of the power of yoga in life. And so never allow enthusiasm and zeal to decrease. Even if it's a simple job of sweeping the floor or mopping the floor, let it be done with zeal and enthusiasm. Don't have the thought, I don't know how long I'm going to have to sweep or mop this floor. I don't know how long I'm going to have to do this action. And when you have those thoughts, as if the floor will multiply 100-fold and it will become such a hard task. But if you do it with zeal and enthusiasm, it's so easy. And it shrinks. The task happens very quickly. And so have all four aspects of faith and check for them.
100%.
And make them 100%.
100%
if it's not 100%, then you'll have to come into the 14 celestial degrees from 16 celestial degrees. Do you want to come into the category of souls who have 14 celestial degrees? Baba has said those who have 16 celestial degrees are those who come into the golden age, and they're the ones who experience all the happiness of the golden age, and those who come in the silver age will just have what's left over from the golden age. And so you want to become 16 celestial degrees, don't you? Om Shanti.